Aylesbury's been here for ages. Buckinghamshire's best known borough.
Aylesbury is a pretty historic place. Aylesbury.
Buckinghamshire's best known borough.
Why Aylesbury, I wonder? Aylesbury isn't just history, you know. It's modern, too. They have a splendid industrial estate. A splendid industrial estate. The bus station, the new shops, the county offices, the registrar's refuge, and the library are all linked together in one massive precinct. Aylesbury. One massive precinct. The sheer brutality and downright ugliness of it all is a very different matter.
Every restaurant menu in the world will offer you Aylesbury duckling. They haven't bred a damn duck in the place for years. Aylesbury's damn duck.
To be fair though, not everything about Aylesbury's so bad.
Do you want to start again?
Let me just move my foot off Johnny's cock for a minute.
Ugh.
Right, let's start this podcast properly.
We were with a foot wank.
No, I wasn't. Right, anyway, yeah, so that's what we do. So I don't want to get
foot wanks.
Let's start again. I'll start again anyway, right. Hi everybody, welcome. Johnny put me off that toes thing. Right.
It didn't matter though.
Your toes put me off, right. Rubbing against my mic cord.
Yeah, that was a bit weird, wasn't it? Right, here we go.
Get ready. Just get ready. Get in the zone. Get yourself warmed up.
I can't do it anymore. Do it so naturally. Hi everybody, welcome to Aylesbury versus the World, the podcast where three innocent young men, actually middle-aged men, halfway through their lives, from Aylesbury talk about what's going on in our local town, keep you up to date on the news, and also we compare that with what's going on in the world and see the big stories out there. So stick around, stick with us, and let's just say who's here, what are some of the things we're talking about.
I like the way you describe the first 5 minutes of the podcast each week. Like, we do that all the way through, and then we just talk about whatever we want, really. We've all written stuff down on our phones. We've all written stuff that we want to say on our phones, and that's what we do. And
we'll stand on your soapbox.
We've all got something to talk about, and then...
Wetty Eats. It's Greg.
I may be Wetty Eats soon when I get a new bike that can ride in the go in the rain. Because my bike's not great in the rain and it's not got any brakes at the moment, so I'm looking to either fix my bike or sell my bike as it is.
Who cares?
So they can do it. I'm getting a new electric bike.
Who cares?
That you can use in the rain.
And then
I will be Wetty Eats, so I can deliver in the rain. So you're calling me Wetty Eats because I'm scared of delivering food in the rain. This is why you're calling me Wetty Eats. But that doesn't make any sense. So I should be called Dry Eats if that's the case, because I only like to do it in the dry. But that's fine. You can call me Wetty Eats now, because I will be able to deliver in the rain. Wetty Eats at your service. It's raining, no problem.
And on my left,
you're not going to do your catchphrase this week.
Good day or good evening, bonjour or bonsoir. My name is Greg.
You really fucked that up,
Schumapel Gregoire.
Can I finish it?
Fucking hell, let me. Jesus Christ.
And on my left is Johnny Ribena, the legend, Aylesbury's second funniest man, and London's number one pun.
And like we say here at Aylesbury versus the World, never complain and never explain. And with that being said, let's take a deep dive.
Yeah, we are having big deep dives this week. Oh, coming up at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you listeners in Aylesbury the secret of enlightenment. Because I want you to be just as enlightened as I am. But that's coming up at the end of the show to keep you listening. Let's start with what we normally start with, our Bucks Herald local news story. So let's give you one that's a good one here. Right, here we go. University of Buckingham to launch Margaret Thatcher Chair for the Constitution of Liberty. The University of Buckingham is to establish a new professional chair, the Margaret Thatcher Chair for Constitution of Liberty.
What?
So I think it's a chair like from IKEA or something like that they're going to buy and call it the Margaret Thatcher Chair. And any world stories that you want to bring up?
What the fuck, Margaret? Someone's named a chair after Margaret Thatcher.
I think we'd already agreed that we just do a world story. It doesn't have to relate
story. It's just bollocks. We just say we're going to do that, and we just talk about whatever we want, don't we?
I saw in the news this week that Russia crashed into the moon, and India actually landed on the dark side of the moon with a tenth of the expenditure.
Yeah.
I also saw that in the news this week.
Yes, India, on the moon.
What does that mean for moon landing hoaxes? Do they think the original one never happened and these two never happened? Or do they think the original one never happened, the Russia one was a hoax and India have landed? Or what do they think?
They think that Russia landed and it was a hoax that it blew up.
Right. Because India didn't use a big rocket. They just flew around the world for a bit and they went, foo, like when you get a taxi to Heathrow or Gatwick.
Thoughts? It does seem a bit weird, India going to the moon, though, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like they should, like the sort of country that should be, you know what I mean? I just don't think they have any rockets in there.
Why?
Well, I don't know, like, you look at China and you think, yeah, okay, they've got loads of fucking money. I know India's got loads of money as well. They're the fifth largest
economy in the world.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird, but it doesn't seem, because they don't have the big cities and stuff. You look at Mumbai and that, and you just think, where are all the rockets?
Mr. Spoon got to button.
China's got these big mega cities, haven't they?
Full of rockets.
They've got loads of cities that are bigger than New York, you know what I mean? Like, and whereas India, I mean, they've got populations where they're big, but they haven't really got, like, they don't seem that tech heavy. But I know they are. I know there's obviously an underlying big tech industry there, but it just doesn't. If you, as a kid, you wouldn't have thought India would be going to the moon.
Do you not think they're on par with America in the 60s or Russia in the 60s, let's say, with their economy and their,
oh, probably, yeah. No, it just, you know, in my head, I just see India as, I don't know.
But do you remember Mr. Spoon?
I take all that back. Maybe it sounds bordering on racist.
Mr. Spoon, when he went to Button Moon, do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean that made sense to me. Button Moon, all that
what
made sense.
What country was Mr. Spoon from?
This sounds racist now. Bloody India! What are they doing?
Mr. Spoon was Indian.
I think he'd be more into the clangers, like the one he just dropped about India.
Yeah.
Zing.
I'll get rid of all that. India gone to the moon.
Yeah, please do, for all of our sakes.
What was your story? Sorry, I'm going to make an effort to do something about the Margaret Thatcher thing. I didn't actually understand what you were saying.
Maybe I should actually say what the story is.
It was easier
is,
last week when you said about the business, the local business.
Okay,
thing.
I'll do a better one. Boots is not Aylesbury. It could be anywhere, so it's not really an Aylesbury story.
No.
No, not that one.
Have you ever seen someone kill a cuttlefish?
GCSE results.
I saw that this week. They had a box of them, and there was a cuttlefish, and it was bright. You were struggling, weren't you?
No, that's fine.
I was trying to save the edit.
Yeah,
and it's like, they're bright red cuttlefish.
Yeah.
And he goes, you give it a karate chop, halfway between the head and the body, went pow, and as soon as he hit it, it turned completely white, and he went, that's dead, and then he hit it again for some reason, just to make sure. Yeah, yeah.
So they're red, and then you go, what? And they all go white.
Yeah, Google it.
And that's it.
Was that Tesco?
Yeah, Aylesbury Tesco.
So what does the karate chop do? Does that just break its spine?
I imagine it kills them instantly, but they instantly change colour and they're dead.
That's pretty cool. I might have to YouTube that afterwards. I'm sure there's plenty of...
Okay, Bucks Herald story, second one. I'm sure you'll get some meat off this bone.
Okay.
Thames Valley police record thousands of online fraud cases involving items advertised on social media. A high number of crimes are being committed by supposed buyers and sellers online. They released new data showing fraudulent crimes being committed using social media across the area. The police force has revealed that a number of crimes committed by people claiming to buy and sell goods via social media, which is exactly what I've already just said. What do you think of that? Big crime.
About as interesting as the Margaret Thatcher thing,
really.
No, you've
got to compare it with the world story.
No, I think I prefer the Margaret Thatcher one.
Oh, we're not doing that anymore.
We were just we already agreed we were going to do an Aylesbury story, talk about that, and then a world story and talk about that from an Aylesbury perspective.
Yeah.
All right, go on then. Chuck out a worldie. Out a worldie then. Sorry.
The trans women are now banned from...
Everywhere.
No, playing chess, world chess. Trans women can't play against other women in chess.
Yeah, that's just... that doesn't make sense.
Don't really make
sense. Surely they shouldn't put them in the prison things more like...
Films.
What, chess boards?
No, I mean like not putting trannies, like men in prison with women. Like, let them play chess against other men or women. It doesn't matter, does it? But putting them in prison, they've got it a bit backwards, haven't they? I think anyone can play chess. Women can play darts against men or whatever, or snooker or whatever.
I think they have mixed darts.
Unless it comes to physical strength, unless it's a sport that involves physical strength, then men and women are on an even keel. Chess, obviously, shouldn't, you know what I mean? It shouldn't
come
into
it. You say it, sister.
Yeah, right on, sister.
Well... Then why, on the chase, does Bradley always say that the governess is one of the best female quizzes in the world?
Yeah.
She's top four women's, But is she even in the top 100 when it comes to mixed or men's?
Well, yeah.
I mean, let's not start talking about the Dart Destroyer. It'd be a minefield. But on the chess thing, the government is spending, I think it's £1 million, putting chess boards in parks all around England.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I saw something about that.
What's going to happen to that? How do you get the pieces?
I think you have to bring your own pieces.
Oh, actually, normal little chess boards.
Yeah, like they have in New York. And
does that change your vote next year?
Rishi Sunak called away.
That does sound like that could swing a few voters, doesn't it? Chess players. Greg, that might swing you, wouldn't it?
I'm all for chess and chess parks and
the chess
stuff.
Chess party. But the Conservative Party.
But do you think if you...
I'm saying, would you vote for the Conservatives if they brought that in?
Yeah,
next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's already been done? Would you just vote for them if they promised more like snakes and ladders in the park?
Who am I kidding? I can't even bother to vote.
I can't.
It means going up the road.
I can't think of how
to
vote.
Or even if you've got a new e-bike.
Oh, yeah, if I get my new e-bike, I might use that as an excuse to pop down there. But if they take too long to let me do it, then I won't bother. If I can just go in and go, yeah, and quickly just put my name down. Or I've never done it. I've never voted. I tried to vote. The last time I tried to vote, it turned out I wasn't on the electoral...
Turns out you didn't
electoral
exist.
Register or whatever.
Well, last time I tried to vote, turned out I didn't have an electric bike. So that went out the window.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at some of the things you don't care about admitting to on record. I refrain from saying who I voted for.
I would only vote if I knew that I'd made... 10 other people vote the same way as me. My vote doesn't really mean shit. Unless you can convince other people to vote.
I know you very well, and you would only vote if you were running.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't got me to vote for yet, so once I've done that, I wouldn't be concerned. I'd have to start up a weird monster raving loony party type job, wouldn't I? I think my own party anyway.
Yeah, man, be well cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Expend 4 Balls trailer?
No.
Expendables.
Oh, Expendables 4.
It's called Expend 4 Balls, isn't it?
I haven't seen anything about it. Who's in it? Which big stars are in it?
50 Cent, Megan Fox, Jafin Sanrifam. Arnie's not in it. But the reason I asked, I thought you'd have more interest being film buffs, but I reckon
film buffs, but look, that's not really a film, is it?
They're a romp.
Wait a minute, it's a movie. That's a movie, not
a film. Well, it's rated R, this one. It's rated R, and they said they're going to shed lots of blood.
I thought you'd have more interest being film buffs. I don't know. You mean you thought I would probably have seen that film
or the trailer, or have something to say about it at all.
It's not like John Wick. I've watched all the John Wicks. In that kind of like silly action films.
Well done.
Yeah, no, but they've.
I don't really like John Wick. Big Man Billy.
Shut up, you dickhead. I'm just saying, the John Wicks. But I'm not going to watch the next one. If they do another one, I'm not going to fucking watch it because Keanu Reeves was like a zombie in the last one. He was like Robert De Niro in Thingy in The Irishman.
You're the kind of guy that reckons you can do a deadly handshake kick after watching all John Wicks.
He looked creepy. No, I don't. I reckon I could do it way before John. That kick existed way before I watched John Wick. I was doing this kick or pretending to do this kick. Just stop giving my kick away. Don't tell people about the kick. They're going to see it coming now. Well, no, I'm just going to go around kicking people in the face. Forget all that.
But talking about...
Can I just finish what I was going to say? The Expendables doesn't interest me. It's like John Wick's not very good, but I've watched them. Expendables, I've seen a bit of them. They're not worth... They're not... they're just crap. They're not sort of crap. Good crap, if you know what I mean. They're just crap, I think.
Well, the main reason I asked that was because I reckon... Do you reckon the next one will be called Expendable 5 and the 5 will be the S?
Yeah, Expendables.
The 6 one's going to be difficult. Expendables. But it's funny, you were mentioning John Wick because do you know John Wick's actually paid by Keanu Reeves?
Oh, really?
And he does jiu-jitsu. I think he's a white belt in jiu-jitsu, or he might have moved up a belt. But so, which means the you know Al Bundy from Married with Children?
Yeah.
The actor's actually been trained by one of the Gracies and is actually a black belt in jiu-jitsu, which technically means he could kick the fuck out of Keanu Reeves, John Wick. So Al Bundy can beat up John Wick.
I reckon a lot of people could probably beat up Keanu Reeves now.
No, Wick, I mean the character.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. But yeah, he looked creaky as fuck in that last one.
I thought we'd get more out of that. I'm better off just sitting there taking a piss out of the rubbish you lot come up with, I think.
Well, that's what I always think. There's no point in saying something to yourself. Yeah. I've done all this research.
I don't see the point, really. I mean, just give chat a chance. Just give chat a chance.
We'll get there.
What's happened?
I heard you found a table in the street.
Yeah. Indeed. You want to hear that story?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's a really interesting story.
Just do a bit of housekeeping, just as you used the word interesting.
Fuck,
then
I got to do some housekeeping as well.
Yeah, I overused the word interesting last week. I couldn't think of it. I didn't have another adjective for anything that I found interesting. I could have found something. I mean, but it was interesting. Everything I said was interesting, but I just said the word a lot. So I'm going to try not to say it this week. I'm going to use another adjective, even if the best word to use is interesting.
I didn't really notice.
Okay,
I think,
good. I
think that's a bit of self-indulgent housekeeping, but I've got some real housekeeping.
Maybe.
Last week, I kept saying, when I was talking about TV shows in band, and I kept saying Father Ted was the band Graham Linehan show. Mm. It was the IT Crowd. I don't know why I kept saying Father Ted. It was the IT Crowd.
Unforgivable.
I'm really sorry about that. Anyone that was listening, I know the listenership's going up and up and up, so I'm really, really sorry
and
about
also
that.
I said
That's
Eric,
fascinating.
I also said Eric Estrada's not known to British people. And I meant maybe people under 40, probably not so familiar with Eric Estrada from Chips.
Intriguing.
You knew straight away when I mentioned Eric Estrada, you were like, Chips.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of people write in saying, hey, I know. And I was like, okay, cool, you do, but maybe some of our younger listeners wouldn't know.
And that's thought-provoking.
Yeah. I'd also like to do a bit of housekeeping about the things I was saying from our friends from overseas last week. I want to take some of those things back.
Riveting.
Right, so
they're all words you could use instead of interesting.
Yeah.
Let's do another segment of the podcast this week, and we like to call it Greg's Clickbait. So each week, Greg prepares some clickbait he's looked up in the week and talks about clickbait.
I did have one, right? So I think I'm just going to carry on with the one I was doing before.
No, do a freshie.
Because I don't know where it is. I did have a great one, it was people who've met.
Right, I'm just going to stop the podcast for a second.
People who've met on set, huh?
Please do not tell me that out of the one thing you have to do for the podcast is just find some clickbait articles. You can't even do that.
I may be able to. Let me just see. The one that I had loaded up was still the one from last week. I hadn't finished my list from last
week. Come on, guys.
That works so well.
Where's our world stories? Where's our Aylesbury stories? We're all about Aylesbury, and I don't think we're giving Aylesbury a chance.
We are Aylesbury.
I did have... there was a good clickbait thing that came up, but I forgot to save it. I could easily look it up. It was couples who've met on set. So famous couples who famously met on set. But then
I was reading good.
It. Do you know what? I was looking at it. I went into the zone that much on it. I got to about couple 130. And I was like, I know most of it. I knew nearly every single one. And the ones I didn't know, I didn't care. And I was like, why am I still looking at this? So I can only assume that no one else is going to care. I was just in some weird trance and I couldn't help looking at it.
You're talking about the type of clickbait where it says, you'll never believe this.
Yeah.
Then you see one, it'll go number one, and then you have to click to another page.
Yeah.
So it gives you a new advert.
It'll give you the couple that you really wanted to see about. It's like, oh, right, what did they meet? But then this one wasn't...
But whatever the topic, you have to click to another page and see if so it can load up a fresh advert and a new cookie on your phone.
The reason I got onto the one last week, the Where Are They Now one, was because it said, oh, see what Vince Vaughn's doing. I wanted to see what Vince Vaughn was doing. That's what it's like.
Was
oh, Vince Vaughn's, I don't know.
Shopping.
He's at the end of the bait. That's what I'm saying. So I never got anywhere near that.
Did you ever find out what Susan Tully was doing after EastEnders?
No. Or the Strain family.
He's doing films with Mel Gibson, last thing I heard.
Mm. Oh, he did that Dragged Across the Concrete? Mm.
That was probably him complaining there.
I've forgotten how to use my phone now. Hang on.
Have you noticed... Barry, that you get much better magazines at the dentist compared to the doctors, and if that's not a reason to privatise the NHS, I don't know what is.
Yep. But yeah, I was looking through the rest of this list, and it turns out they are. And that was another thing I said last week. You said like they're all. Oh, you like Johnny's joke? Did you?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's one of the better ones, I thought. Been working on that one for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it turns out they're all clothes store owners and lawyers, a lot of them. Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Gremlins and Drop Dead Fred. You know her, the actress, yeah?
Yes.
We all do, yeah. So she's got a clothing store as well, just like Tiffany.
Oh, man, what kind of clothes does she sell?
I don't know. And Jeff Cohen from The Goonies. That's Chunk from The Goonies. He is a lawyer. You're right, a lot of them are lawyers, it turns out. Peter Ostrom from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He played Charlie. He is actually now a lawyer. So last week I said, like, you were going, they're all lawyers. One of them, I think I said the guy from, what was it, What About Bob or something, was a lawyer. And then one of the other ones is a lawyer. So yeah, Jeff Cohen is also a lawyer. So he's quite a few lawyers. Clothing shop owners. His net worth is only 500 grand. So that's it. You know what I mean? Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Everyone knows him. He's only got 500 grand.
He's not been in much since, has he?
No, he hasn't. And he's maybe
that's
not very good
lot
lawyer.
Money, actually.
Julia Stiles, she was in something recently, the Riviera
Bourne
or something.
Born Identity,
like.
She won the Bourne films.
Yeah, she's in the Bourne films, but that was ages ago. But and Save the Last Dance, 10 Things I Hate About You, and shit. Yeah, she was quite big in the late 90s. But she's just a philanthropist now.
Cool, so, man. Yeah. How many more of these we got
she's
to go,
got 8
Greg?
Million. She's got a nice 8 million.
How many more of these we got to go, Greg?
What, have you got something urgent you want to do there?
But
you
got, urgent, you got a good not bit? Not at all. No,
well,
way,
why are you
man.
Trying to fucking rush me on then? You can't.
I'm not rushing, just wondering how many we got left.
Oh, 50.
Well, 50. Yeah. Good. I'm just going to.
No, it wasn't 50. It's just gone
I'm
up.
I'm just going to turn my
it's
phone
gone
off.
Up. It sounds like you're trying to rush them through. It's now gone up.
Go turn on, my notes off.
If you want Brother Greg, just do all 50.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to do the ones that I think that people will know, people have heard of, and may
the
find
people want.
And may find thought provoking.
I'm so glad I didn't click on that clickbait because I can listen to the clickbait.
Well, shut
far
the fuck
away.
Up, you knob.
We should probably do spoiler alerts before the clickbait in case some people really wanted to enjoy this type of clickbait.
This is how to ruin clickbait.
Calm down a bit. Calm
don't
down
riff,
a second.
Don't riff.
Yeah. you can riff when you've got something to fucking riff about, you can't. Right. So check this out, though. Okay, you may have to look this up on your own phone. Bridget Fonda, look, that's Bridget Fonda now. She's changed, hasn't she? So that is quite...
She's aged.
Interesting.
She's aged.
Not interesting. That's quite
she has
shocking.
She's
changed a lot. Yeah, she's put on a bit of weight, so
there
what?
There was a lot of complaints online about the releasing of that picture because it was obviously a paparazzi that snapped it in a car park, I believe. And she's decided to retreat or retire from the public eye. And they said it was a bit off-key and a bit sort of... poor taste discussing the way she looks now if she's not choosing to be in the public eye. Yeah. But if you've got any more like that, crack on.
This is particularly mean because this doesn't make any sense because this is meant to be they've moved on from doing whatever they're like. So what they do is they go say what they're famous from. Like they'll mention a film they're formerly.
So in fact, the whole list is ghoulish because you're looking at people that have chosen not to be in the public eye anymore and reading out what they're trying to do in their private lives.
Right, so the list, when on all the people on the list, it says like what they've formerly been doing, what they're from, so you know, yeah, that, and then currently, because they've changed their profession or whatever, but on Bridget Fonda's one, it says formerly from single white female, currently actress, so she's still, it says she's still
there
actress.
There you go so, then, Johnny, well, so take that
no,
back.
She's not,
this doesn't make
right.
any sense,
it's
this doesn't
not,
make any
famous.
Sense. Well, no, this doesn't make any sense, does
I
it?
I don't think they've done any research
well, no,
for their clickbait.
The whole point of this thing is that they've moved on from acting and to do something else.
Yeah, they've just taken the mickey out of how she looks now.
Yeah, they'd literally just put her on there to go, look, she's fat now.
So
yeah,
if listeners at home want to enjoy
yeah,
that, just Google it. Just Google Bridget Fonda now.
Jerry Ryan, who played 7 of 9 on Star Trek. She's given up. She's occasionally acting. It says occasionally. So ooh. They haven't given up. But she does cooking now. But she's got a nice, a cool 20 million.
What, in her house or cooking shows or.
I don't know. Just
oh, sorry,
cooking.
Man,
I could read on about it.
I
but
wonder,
I don't get the
appreciation you deserve.
No. I don't think you're going to listen. You're keen to listen to the
I
thing
am
at
listening
length.
To all of them.
I was just
really,
do a quick,
really good.
I was just going to quickly
I'd
shout
rather
them out.
You actually read the whole article about
okay.
each one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I'm also starting to wonder about the journalistic integrity of the clickbait. Writer
Jack Gleeson, so he played obviously Joffrey in Game of Thrones, and
he's
everyone
in a
hated
new
him.
Series soon.
But he's a theatre owner now, college student and theatre
no,
owner.
No, he's in a new show or movie
oh,
soon
okay.
coming out.
Well, that's
he
thing.
Said he was never going to act again. He's a
that's
liar.
That's actually old. That one you're reading.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're doing some of them are doing different things. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, okay. Old.
Because remember, he said he was never going to act again because he got
whoa.
Such.
Andrew Shue, who's in Melrose Place, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, he's still got 100 million. He's a website owner. He's got
yeah,
100
yeah.
million. Fucking hell.
He owns
he's
eBay.
Done right. That's not true. Karen Parsons from Fresh Prince of Bel Air. That was the sister, you know, the Carlton sister, the fit one. Hillary, what's her name?
She's acting still. She's still acting. She's
no,
in the new
she's a writer.
She's in the new Batteries Not Included film coming out.
MC Hammer, what do you reckon he's doing?
He's a priest.
He's currently in the studio working
he's
on new
a preacher.
Material.
Barry Sharp, Johnny, you're right. Yeah.
Do you know why? religion's tax-free in America.
Rick Moranis?
Yeah, he's looking after his what kids
that's
after
right,
his wife
yep, there
Ill.
You go, Barry. You're back in the game. Right. Stay-at-home dad. He's a stay-at-home dad with 10 million in the bank. No more films. Lisa and Louise Burns. Who, this is good. Do you know who they are?
No.
Any guess?
They're the kids from The Shining.
Yes, well done. And guess what they are?
The kids from The Shining.
Still
the old
hair.
Still,
no, one
older.
Of them is.
Can we have this the last one? Can this be the last one?
Maybe,
this
yeah.
is like a big one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The kids from The Shining. You
yeah,
can't
yeah,
just
yeah.
keep going.
Yes, no, yeah, because the next one's that big.
Yeah,
so,
go
yeah.
then.
Yeah, so what do you reckon they are?
Strong bit, by the way.
Yeah, what do you reckon they are?
Adults.
one of them is a... I've mentioned it a few times. You said it last week.
Lawyer.
Yes. One of them's a lawyer and one of them's a scientist.
Hey.
And they've got a combined 3 million between them. And that's a picture of them now.
Oh, holding hands.
So that doesn't help you guys at home, but I'm sure you can use you know how to use the internet and you can Google
that yourself.
When you
finished laughing at Jane Fonda, you can...
No, it was Bridget Fonda, but we're not laughing at her at all. I don't know. I may cut that bit out.
Shallow how.
No, leave it in.
Yeah, it's easy to leave it in.
It's the depth.
It's hard to cut bits like that out because you've got to find a point.
Greg, if you want a little lesson on...
Cut it out.
Some research I did this week, and I think you'll find this is how you do research. Scotland this year won the pipe band world championship. Well done, Scotland.
The what?
The world, the pipe band world championship. Who would
pipe
have thought
band.
Scotland? Pipe, ba- yeah, pipe band.
Mean?
Put elastic bands around their penis.
Oh, no, okay. Playing pipes.
Oh.
Oh.
So a massive congratulations to People's Ford Bognall and Bathgate Caledonia Pipe Band, and that's the first time they've won the World Championship title. So congratulations.
And also they've dropped in their drug use, apparently. But they're still the number one in
Europe. That's because they're dying out.
Yeah, but then those drug deaths have gone down. Oh. So well done, Scotland.
Because they wanted to legalise or decriminalise all drugs in Scotland, but the Westminster have said no, because they want them
going to follow in Portugal's...
Indeed.
Footsteps.
Well,
yeah.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, keep the energy up. Now, you two have done a story. I better do one too. This one's from the 14th of February, 2023, this year. Man stole 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs and got convicted.
What a dick. They're rubbish. Why would you steal that many Cadbury's cream eggs?
They caught him at the weekend. Well, it was in April they caught him. He used a stolen lorry of false plates, snatched a trailer, and stole those eggs. Guess how much right now? Here's the big question for you.
Street value.
Yeah. Can we guess how much?
How many eggs?
How much is a lorry load of cream eggs actually worth?
How many eggs
did you say it was?
Well, I think I told you it was 200,000.
200,000 eggs at a pound a pop, say. Well, no, they're not quite a pound
a pop.
Are they?
Penny
they're
a
probably
pop.
50p, let's say 50p a pop. They're more, probably more than that.
Unless it was the Met Police saying the street value, then it'd be £4 million.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Whenever they do a drug bust, they always say £4 million.
Oh, right, yeah.
£34,000.
How much would you buy a Cadbury's cream egg off someone in the Vic Club? If they come up to you and went, oi, mate, do you want to buy a Cadbury's cream egg?
You'd want it for 40p. So let's say 40p. If they're hooky, then yeah, you're going to sell them street price. You're going to sell them for less than they are in the shops. Say they're 60p in the shops. You're going to be selling them for 40p to your man down the Vic Club.
You wouldn't worry they were fake?
Huh? No.
Someone
what?
In a pub selling
no,
you a Cadbury's cream
egg. I'd assume they were stolen. I'd be like, yeah, that's good.
Like when you buy Baccy and they say it's all floor sweepings.
I wouldn't be buying Cadbury's cream eggs. They're shit. I went off them when I was three. Most people,
you just
I don't
said
think
you
anyone...
paid 40p.
Huh?
You just told me you paid 40p.
Yeah, if I still had the same taste for Cadbury's cream eggs that I did when I was three, do you like them?
No, exactly.
Fondant's too much, isn't it? But at what point did you stop liking them? Because
the weird thing
them.
Is, I can eat one Cadbury's cream egg, but I cannot eat the cream egg sweets in the Heroes. So there you go.
What?
The cream egg sweets in Heroes, the fondant sweets.
In Heroes.
What did you think I was talking about?
The sweet version. Sorry, I was just trying to get my head around what the
superheroes.
Fuck.
Superheroes?
No. Like, I was just trying to work out. I was thinking, does he mean miniature Cadbury's cream eggs? But then I realised what you mean. Those little sweets, they say Cadbury's cream egg on them, but they're nothing like Cadbury's cream egg.
They're just like fondant and chocolate.
Yes, but...
Like strawberry cream.
I remember liking them.
I love strawberry cream.
I remember liking the fondant inside, but at some point, even as a child, I was like, nah, this is too much. Fucking sugar, no way.
I think I like them, but I haven't had one in years, and I reckon if I did have one now, I probably wouldn't like it as much.
So you guys are in a pub having a pint, you have a chat, and then I'll walk over as a Cadbury's cream egg dealer.
Okay.
Begin scene.
Yeah, there's not much funny about it, is there?
No, there isn't, Johnny. I mean, there never is in the Vic Club, to be fair.
Ooh! Controversial. What have you been up to, mate? You've been up... Oh, you've got a new table.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't...
You right, lads?
Hello, mate. I mean, sorry.
Can I help you, mate?
What are you up to tonight?
We're just having a chat with some cheap...
Minding our business. You should try it.
Cheap pint in the Vic Club.
Are you interested in buying any tonight? Buying one? Got an egg.
what do you...
An egg.
Like
an
hemorrhoid. What sort of egg? What the fuck are you...
Cream.
What?
Cream egg.
A Cadbury's cream egg, do you mean?
Yeah,
Cadbury's.
Yeah,
are you not allowed to say Cadbury's?
No, mate. Shape it down, mate. Fucking hell.
I'm not that keen.
Where are you from? This is 2035.
Where are you from?
It's the future, by the way.
Where
don't
are
I
you
tell
from?
You that.
No.
And Cadbury's cream eggs are illegal.
You can. Oh, right. It says it now.
Where are you, Dan? Well, one, I don't like Cadbury's cream eggs. Two, they're illegal.
Shh, stop yeah, trying the
well,
fucking
fuck off
egg.
Then. I didn't ask you to come over. You just come over and ask me what Cadbury's cream eggs.
Call it a creamy.
Well, fuck, take your creamies and fuck off. I'll stick your creamies up your arse, you cunt.
Yeah, that's what people do with them.
Oh, right.
And then the chocolate melts and the fondant goes in. You don't eat them nowadays.
Oh, right, okay.
Where are you from? The fucking past or something?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, up until this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is.
I got cryogenically frozen in the Vic
you're
Club
from,
toilet.
You're from the past. Remember?
So, anyways.
You're from the bit where we first started talking.
Do you want one or not?
Nah,
50
thanks.
Quid each.
God,
I mean, inflation's if I had someone
up.
To resell it to...
You're not a bummer?
I don't like...
You're
don't
not
like
a cream egg bummer?
I don't like Cadbury.
You don't like sticking out your bum, letting the chocolate melt.
How do you eat yours?
I mean, that's all they're good
anyway,
for.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Yeah, I don't want to go down that road. No. Okay, no. Well, that was our Cadbury cream egg. Anyway, let's move on. Do you think the most joyless job you could possibly ever have is working at a theme park? Alton Towers or Thorpe Park? Do you reckon that's a joyless job, or do you think of something more joyless than that?
Yeah, just watching.
And after that, before I let you speak, we're going to do our review of Aylesbury. I'm so excited because we've got so much coming up.
Don't ask a fucking question unless you want to talk about it.
We've got Aylesbury takeaways. Our reviews are the best takeaways in Aylesbury. I want people to know we're still talking about Aylesbury. We're not just talking about
Aylesbury.
Sorts.
And are we going? Do you want an answer to that fucking theme park?
Yes, I do. Both of
well,
you.
Shut
please.
The fuck up, then.
Most joyless job, please.
Doing this podcast.
It's not a job.
No,
it's a hobby.
He's not asking what.
It's
no.
Joyless.
You're saying, oh, Christ,
for the listeners.
No, so for yeah, me, it, doing it. That's what I felt last week. I can't believe I'm quick enough. If I don't turn up drunk, I can beat. I can
beat. Do you actually
him.
Care? Do you care? Well, the thing you just fucking said, right? So about the theme park. Do you care? Do you want to have a conversation about it?
I wouldn't ask
you
a question if I didn't.
Do you want me and Johnny to answer that question?
Yeah,
you both could answer that question. So do you want us to talk about working at a theme park? Have you got much to say on that, Johnny? Because I had something to say. Just why it wasn't much.
I squeezed something out.
Have you got something to say on it? Because yeah. So yeah, this is what I was going to
well,
say.
Well, I've got something to say on it.
This is what I was going to say on it. I was going to say, well, it would be kind of annoying watching all these people go on the rides, but they don't really get to go on that many rides at Alton Towers, do they? So you probably get to go on, just sat there in your little booth or whatever. You probably get to have as much fun as anyone who's visiting Alton Towers that day. So I don't think it'd be... I think it'd be all right. I can't see why it'd be that bad. I think it'd be quite a good summer job.
I think it probably depends on who you're working with. If you have a laugh with them and then afterwards you all like that film about the
Adventureland,
thing.
Yeah.
Like if it's like that and you get to have sex eventually,
yeah.
Then yeah, I think that would... I think the main thing is the people you're working with. It's like this podcast.
So, but what were you saying? You reckon it'd be a shit job because it's like...
No, is it the most joyless job?
Oh, joyless
you guys
job.
Don't think it is?
Well, no, I mean, don't you get like a... what's it?
Free burger pass.
Well, no, like you like a cinema. You get to go there and just use the rides or whatever. You get to...
I don't know. I've never worked at a theme park.
But then would you get bored of the rides after working there? But I don't think you would because I reckon it'd take you that long to go on all the rides... It takes still, I don't know, I haven't been to Alton Towers in fucking ages, or Thorpe Park, so I don't know.
I think you meant in the sense that if you was like a sort of a boring arbitrary job where you were doing the same thing every day, having people, just ushering people onto a ride and having no real interaction with another human being, maybe a kid pisses itself or spits
in your
on
mouth.
You or bites you. If that's what you're into, mate, if that's what you're into, you Cadbury's cream egg bummer, I don't know what you're into.
Anyway.
I don't want to know.
But, I mean, yeah. There's more joyless jobs, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Like mining and stuff like that.
DJ. Some people like that type of thing.
Being a DJ.
Scrubbing around in a fucking, you know.
Wedding DJ. Painting and decorating.
I don't mind that.
Joyless. Scrubbing around in a tip looking for food dinner.
I find DJing joyless now.
Yep, just playing other people's music.
Well, no, and then...
Is that what you think there is to being a DJ? Just playing other people's music. You've got a lot to learn, Sonny.
No,
Jim.
You've got to listen to people asking for requests.
No, you don't.
Do your best improvisation of somebody asking for a request at a wedding of a song.
Oh, mate, you got Mem Rat Hat, safety dance.
Fuck off.
Pretty good. Right, I'm going to move on. The few guys are losing a bit of energy, it feels like, now after the joyless jobs. That sort of brought you down a bit.
No, it was the asking
this podcast.
Yeah. It was the asking the question. Yeah. As we were about to answer it, you just cut us off completely.
Well,
you answered it now.
But it wasn't that great. Yeah, I didn't really have much.
You answered it now.
Yeah, it didn't really go anywhere anyway. So you were quite right. I think you knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere. Yeah. That's why you cut yourself
Let's
off.
Let's do a sketch. Right.
Because there's some jobs I think you think that would be joyless.
Okay.
Like, someone just working on the tills, but then you find some of those people actually really enjoy it, didn't they? Like they, you know, but you know, people when you go to supermarket and they really enjoy being a till. Are you all right? Have you had a good day? And then they carry on the conversation from the last person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've been told by their manager to engage with people, and they're probably a little bit on the spectrum.
Our friend in the shop, you know, the one in the shop who asks, "How's your day?" and doesn't. It seems like he doesn't really care. Seems I'm 100% positive he doesn't care. Or I'm 90% positive he doesn't care. He either asks, how was your day? Or we've been busy today. But now he sort of does both, I think. So how are you? Have you been busy today? And if you say no, he goes, oh, that's good. But what if like not work, like not being busy is actually really bad for me? He always says, that's good. Whatever I say, I go, oh, yeah, I've been really busy today. Doing whatever. He goes, oh, that's good. And if I go, no, I haven't been busy, he goes, oh, that's good. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I fucking say.
Do you think
it's
he's
going to
say, that's good? Have you been busy today? And you went, my nan died. I go, that's good.
Well, no, it's funny you say that because
it's nan died.
No. No, but I said, I preempted it like I like to do now. I go up and go like, before you ask, go, yeah, I'm having a great day and I'm not having been busy. And he's like, oh, that's good. And he goes, and I'm having a great day too. And I was like, well, I wasn't going to ask you. But yeah, if we're going to do that, then and he goes, yeah, because I just found my dad's oncology tests came back. He was talking to me like I knew about his dad and he had had a cancer scare or whatever. Obviously, I had no idea. So he's like, so this is all new to me. The fact his dad had cancer and is now okay has all just come at me in one hit.
What
so
a
I was
shock.
Just like,
shock.
It was a bit of a weird transaction at the till. So I was just like, he's like,
are you all right? How were you?
He goes, I'm actually good. I'm good today. And I was like, I didn't ask you, but fine. Keep Karen telling me a story. And he's like, yeah, got the results back from my dad, the oncology thing. And he hasn't got cancer. My dad hasn't got cancer. I was like, well, that is generally good news for your dad. Great.
As far as I know, mine hasn't either.
Yeah. And I didn't know. I mean, there's no need to, but yeah, good for you. And
the best news is he can eat Cadbury's cream eggs again.
Yeah, Cadbury's cream eggs. Oh, very, what's it? Carcinogenic, that's the one.
It's called Michael Parkinson in Heaven doing interviews. And we're going to go beyond the clouds. And we thought it'd be a lovely little thing to do with Michael Parkinson, what he'd be doing up there in heaven, who he'd be talking to. So here we go. Here's my sketch.
It's me, Parky. Welcome to Michael Parkinson above the clouds in heaven. What a wonderful place it is with so many famous faces up here and so many people to interview of days gone by who have passed us by. And my first guest this evening in heaven is the wonderful Sir Peter Ustinov, yet again at my side here telling his tales and regaling us. Sir Peter.
You're all right, Michael. You want me to tell a story?
That would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I've got a banger for you. So this one time, my mate Tracy and Kevin was driving. We were going through McDonald's drive-through. And the guy, what happened? I can't remember. Oh, was it? No, was it Tracy or Kevin? Oh, it was dead funny, though. He got the order wrong or something. It was hilarious. It maybe had to be, I don't know. I'm not sure. My stories aren't quite what they used to be, are they?
No, being in heaven, you tend to forget all your stories.
I mean, just enjoy myself up here. I don't care about stories
anymore.
And
my next wonderful guest is Sir David Guest. David Guest, not Sir, but David Guest. Hello, David.
Hello.
So, have you seen Liz since you've been up here?
I haven't seen much. It's all very bright.
Thank you, David. And my final guest this evening is the wonderful Audrey Hepburn, star of Silver Screen, Stage and Screen, a glamorous woman, ballerina originally.
Ah, darling,
escaped Michael. The Nazis, changed her name. But star at Breakfast in Tiffany's.
Hello, Michael.
Many more.
It's me, Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, that's bad.
That is a little bit like Little Ting Tong from Little Britain.
Was it? I don't know. Okay, let's think of a better voice for Audrey Hepburn. Maybe she could be Irish? No. Fuck off.
And that was Michael Parkinson in heaven. Whee!
Yeah.
And
back
that
down
was
to
the ghoul segment of the week.
Yeah.
I like doing sketches.
The segment that got cut out of last week's podcast. Let's see if we keep it in this week.
Who sang that song?
We managed three, didn't we? And then we got to this point.
Who sang that song that went, fly like an eagle into the future?
Jeff Beck's band or something, wasn't it?
Was it Seal?
Seal, wasn't it? Yeah.
Time keeps on ticking, ticking.
Rise like an eagle.
Rise like an eagle.
Is it Rise like an eagle?
It's Rise like an eagle.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I went to my dentist this week. And I...
oh, yeah? what happened?
Right, so I had to have some work done. I had to have a fill-in done. So I walk into the dentist dentist surgery, and I hear this banging, like, not techno, but like a techno-y type music with no beat.
What
do they call that? Like dance music, dancey type music.
Yeah.
What?
I can't say. Okay. I can't help you here by saying
he was sat down with his legs crossed, with his eyes closed, like just going like that. And I went, "What the hell are you doing?" And he goes, "Trance and dental meditation."
Yeah, it only works because he's in the dental office.
What do you think of that?
You're trying to get me to give away, you know, what sort of music, like trance music, I was about to say, and then that would have given away the part of the punchline.
What about this one?
Steve Miller Band it was.
Oh, Steve Miller Band. I tell you what, do you know why they call the police the boys in blue?
Because they used to wear blue uniforms.
You do know. Okay, you're right. Anything else?
I thought it was
something
to do with Sting.
Tassimo or Gusta?
Dolce Gusto.
Dolce Gusto.
Well, Dolce Gusto, my Dolce Gusto broke. If my Tassimo was still working, I'd say Tassimo because it still works.
Have the pods gone up?
And yeah, I don't know what the prices on the pods are like. Yeah, it depends on the. Yeah, there seems to be more of the Dolce Gusto pods knocking about these days. But yeah, that's all I've got to say on the matter. I'd throw my last Dolce Gusto out there, got blocked up with kitchen grease. And
kitchen grease.
But yeah, that's a little bit of kitchen grease, shouldn't have packed it, maybe it stopped working.
Let's do our reviews of Aylesbury takeout, Aylesbury food. This week Greg's going to do Curry Corner. So Greg, what's your recommendation of Curry Corner?
Curry Corner's okay, but they don't take cards, so it can be a bit of a pain in the ass.
So take cash.
So yeah, or not. I like to not use them to make, I think that maybe they'll sort their shit out and get a card thing, because I don't go in there as often as I would do as if they had a card machine. But it's annoying if you have to go out of your way to get an extra money out of the bank where you don't need to, just to go to somewhere where, because they're obviously doing some dodgy tax scam or whatever. Because there's not many places that don't have fucking contactless now, is there? There's three places I know in Aylesbury that don't do contactless. Curry Corner's one of them. The dodgy Chinese up the road from there as well, Shanghai or whatever. Neither of them that take cards, and there's one other place in town, and that's it. Everywhere else, all the the tiniest places, taxis take fucking contactless.
You can pay on your phone.
Yeah,
great tip there from Greg. So if you live in an Aylesbury,
it's good food. They're quite good food though.
Great food in all those places.
Yeah, I like they do a good burger and chips and goujons, etc., and kebab. But yeah,
I think the problem is if they use contactless, they have to pay, I think, 2% for the contactless, and then they have to actually pay some tax.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tax dodge, isn't it? Obviously.
And it messes up their money laundering scheme.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, I'm going to do I was going to do my Elm Farm Tandoori song this week, because I was going to do a song for Elm Farm Tandoori, because I wanted to do takeaway songs of the week. I want to get to the enlightenment bit at the end of the show, but first I want to talk about my segment I like to do each week now, called flashback or retro back. I'm trying to think of the name for it, but it's where I look at a movie from the past that we may remember, we may not. We have a little chat about that film and see if we can remember it.
What did we call it on the YouTube show?
I don't know.
Retro
reviews, maybe.
I can't remember.
But this one is from 2005. It's a 12A.
Get back.
What?
Call it that.
Oh.
As if someone's attacking you. Get back!
No, not really, mate.
Oh, it's just an idea. You could have, there's a jingle there as well.
It's confusing and weird.
Yeah, it's weird. This is from 2005. It's a 12A. It's a thriller. It's 1 hour 38 minutes, and it's called Flight Plan, and it stars Jodie Foster. Cracking film. She's an aviation engineer called Kyle. She plays a lady called Kyle in the film, and she's flying back to New York with Julia, her 6-year-old daughter, and sadly the coffin of her husband. Now during the flight, Kyle wakes up from a nap and discovers that Julia is missing. Now do you remember this film? They all try and convince her that she doesn't have a daughter.
That's right, yeah. They're like,
that's
what?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Coffin in the hold,
yeah. Only a 37% are on RT, but a 6.3 on IMDb.
Yeah, I remember it being all right.
So not a bad film. It is on Disney Plus if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I can't remember all the details of the film, but I do remember a little bit about it, and I don't remember it being complete dog shit.
For the listeners at home, 43 is the percent and 6 is out of 10.
It was a bit like Panic Room in the Sky, wasn't it?
A little bit. Not really, but it had Jodie Foster in it. And a daughter. She had Jodie Foster and a daughter. That was Kristen Stewart, wasn't it, in Panic Room?
I want to be young Kristen Stewart. 100% honest with you. I didn't really think that segment through very well.
No, you didn't.
I just looked up a film from 2005 and described it.
Because I think you should describe it. You should, if you're going to say it's 43% on Rotten Tomatoes, you should say it's 60% on the other one, not 6. Because it makes it sound like it's even worse on the other one.
No, because if you know IMDb, you know it's not bad.
Yeah, but what if the listener doesn't? The listener well, might be going, what?
The our listeners all know what, how IMDb works.
What, because you know all of them?
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, it's us three. Yeah.
Let's.
Talking of movies, I went to see Oppenheimer this week.
Yeah, and was, also you got the book. Now, what's better, the film or the book?
Well, the book's going to be more comprehensive, isn't it? So the film is based on the
Prometheus.
Book. The film is based on the book American Prometheus, which is a Pulitzer Prize winning book by Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin. And they've done their fucking research.
I think that book won a Pulitzer Prize, didn't
Shut
it?
Shut up, you fucking bell end.
How do I know that?
Just do your fucking shit then. I can't fucking, if I'm not allowed to fucking say anything.
No, you're not. I thought you were going to talk about Oppenheimer the book.
I was going to try, but you're fucking being a cunt. So
no, I just said it won the Pulitzer Prize because you were saying about the people.
I just said that. I know, but you're trying to be. Why are you trying to make jokes? Why are you trying to make jokes? You have to make jokes all the fucking time.
I'm trying to make the listeners laugh.
Yeah, but you're not funny. You're not being funny. It's just being annoying. Fucking hell.
Tell them about your bookmark
first.
Wait
till I say, do something.
Tell the listeners about your bookmark first.
I'm using the ticket from the Odeon. Don't lose my fucking place. I'm using my ticket that says Oppenheimer on it in the book. Yeah, but yeah, clever, eh? Clever stuff, eh? So I was just going to say a bit, but
I reckon if you went to like a coffee shop or something like that and sat reading the book with that sticking out as the bookmark, you might meet some chicks.
Anyway, so let's start again. So yeah, Oppenheimer, Pulitzer Prize winning book by Kai Bird, Martin J. Sherwin. They've done their fucking research. There's about 200 pages worth of notes and acknowledgements and everything in the back. So yeah, they've obviously. What are you doing? Stop fucking with my dad's
book. Waiting until you've finished doing your bit, and then we'll do the bit we were talking about. Where I read a random paragraph.
No, that's fine. I'll read that. No, fuck off. I'd like listeners to actually be as interested in this shit as I am. You're bellend. You're not even going to watch. You're probably not even going to watch the film. You're like, who cares about the
atomic
bomb?
Which one, Barbie?
Yeah. You go and watch Barbie. You fucking gay cunt. So there's nothing wrong with being gay.
I'm just going to say
I meant the gay in the 90s way when you call your mates gay.
He lacks the depth and warmth for the other one. I love it when
so
people
gonna
say
read
that
a bit,
online.
Are you going to talk
Jesus
about the book
Christ,
first then read a bit from it?
You're even talking over me, talking over him.
Just wanted to fuck
it. You're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Which one?
You're retarded.
I'm waiting for you to start.
I'm waiting for you to stop. Right.
That was tense.
Right, brothers.
You're right, brother Greg.
Now, brothers.
Let's talk.
Now we can talk about Oppenheimer. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the film. I went there by myself. I went to cinema by myself. No, you can talk. See, if you want to have a little joke about this, me going to cinema by myself.
Did you find it?
But when I'm trying to give the listeners information about Oppenheimer and tell them shit about the book, then you shut the fuck up. Yes, I did. I said that. It's like that's not a funny joke, is it? Repeating what I said. I mean,
I never heard you say it won the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah,
I thought you only
just said
the authors.
It's a Pulitzer Prize winning book. Or maybe I said it a bit fast. And then you went, it's won the Pulitzer Prize, hasn't it? And I was like,
calm down.
And I was like, okay, if you're doing the joke about repeating the thing that I just said.
I wasn't. I didn't realise.
Yeah, I was
apologize.
Okay, good one. But I didn't find
you
it funny.
You could have just skipped it and moved on. Yeah.
I just would like to say he got you there, didn't he? Because you thought he'd calm down. And he said, if you want to say something, say it. And as you picked up the mic, he went for you again. I was on the edge of my seat at that bit.
I think
that was the best bit of the film.
Look,
you're still walking over what I'm saying.
You finish.
Yeah, but you didn't. I was still talking. Yeah. There's something wrong with you, mate.
Yeah, you are really, you're the worst at jumping in over people.
I'm waiting for all of you guys to finish, honestly.
You should be engaged in what people are saying, not like, I'm just waiting for you
to finish before I say something.
As soon as their mouth does or whatever, well, as soon as I think they've stopped, because I'm not listening to what they're saying, as soon as I think they've stopped, I'm going to jump in. That's what you
just
do.
Just a nasty piece of
Because you're just
work.
Looking to do your next fucking Michael Parkinson bit or whatever.
My thing is, you know when people go...
There's only one Michael Parkinson bit in this episode.
You know when they say like the type of person that's always late for everything, and it's like, oh, it's not my fault. They're just like attention seekers, aren't they? I think he's like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Barry?
So it's gone silent. I'll wait till it goes silent for a really long time and then I'll speak because then I'll know you two have stopped speaking.
So you went to the cinema on your own?
Yeah. So one of the things I wrote down in my phone was going to the cinema on your own.
Was it an interesting experience?
Yeah. It's funny, the last time I went to the cinema on my own was actually it was another Christopher Nolan, it was Inception. So that was back in 2010, so 13 years ago. Been 13 years since I went to the cinema by myself. And you know what? I wish I'm going to go to cinema by myself all the fucking time now. It's much better. Being there with someone else is pointless because they usually annoy, especially if you go with more than one person.
Annoying.
You go more than
Same
one person,
with podcasts.
They start playing with their fucking phone. And the next year, I remember one time telling off like Lisa or whatever that time. I think when we used to go as a group to, was it for Screen Unseen or something possibly? I don't know. But I remember just sitting there giggling and I was just like,
enjoying yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had to tell strangers before to shut the fuck up. Like,
what, when they were laughing at the film?
Yeah, no, this one, it was like, it's the worst when you can hear people. The thing is, right, they weren't near me. So it wasn't really up to me to tell them to shut the fuck up. I'd have had to go up, walk past all the people that should be telling them to shut the fuck up, to tell them to shut the fuck up. So I was like, well, don't get involved unless they get really loud. But there's a group of young kids who shouldn't have been watching they're fucking in their teens or like early 20s. Do your fucking research. Right, read up about Oppenheimer. I mean, they just obviously just went, let's go to cinema. What's the up in that bar? Yeah, let's go watch that. I don't like it. It's boring. It's like, do your fucking research. It clearly wasn't a film for them. Yeah, Barbie was for them, or whatever.
To be fair, it was marketed as Barbie, Homerheimer, whatever it is.
Yeah, so they got confused. So when does Barbie come into it?
No, but they were told to watch both films, weren't they, back to back?
Yeah, but Barbie wasn't showing, so I don't know how they did that.
When it originally came out, they were promoted.
They were kids in their fucking late teens, early 20s, who had no interest in Oppenheimer.
Oh, excellent. I thought this was an old one. Yeah, tell me about this.
That's what I was just trying to do.
Yeah, no, I thought you were saying you did this once. I didn't realise you...
No, I didn't do it. I didn't have to this time. So I was sat in... when I got there, so the dilemma is that obviously when you're by yourself, it's like, oh, okay, where do I sit? Do I have to sit in amongst a load of strangers or whatever? But you want to choose an aisle seat, don't you? Near an aisle. You don't really want to be sat in the middle of... Because then you know you're only going to be sat next to one stranger, possibly, not wedged between two of them.
Also, if you're sat in a reserve seat, it's easier to move from an aisle than a middle.
Yeah. But I thought, you know how you get there and you think like, oh, well, these seats are taken, but loads of people will drop out probably or not turn up, and then you can sit in one of the luxury seats or whatever. Although the seats are all sort of luxury now. But they've got these spinny tables, which I'm not keen on, because you sort of got to have them... You can't have them out like that because they block people from walking past, but then you've got to have it in front of you. Like, you've got no choice but to have a table in front of you. The chair's comfy, but then you've got this weird spinny table, and I'm like, I'd rather have the option of not having that table there. But anyway, I wasn't that bothered about that. I got my large popcorn... And I sat down, but they do the seats. They do seats in pairs, don't they now? Because they expect everyone to go with at least one person. So the good thing is, if you sit in a pair seat, it's very unlikely someone's going to go, oh, I'll sit there with that other one person who's on their own. You're going to have two seats to yourself sort of thing. So
if they do, you've pulled.
And then you've got a big bit of arm room between the two, like the pairs of seats sort of thing. So you've got a pair of seats where there's the arm room's close together because you're meant to be dating or whatever or be mates, so it's okay. But then when they know it's going to be possibly strangers, there's a bigger arm anyway. So I had enough room. Turns out the people were sat right next to me, but I had two seats and then I was next to the aisle, so it was all good.
Thank God for that.
That was okay. But then yeah, there was these dickhead kids and I could hear them just sort of like...
Can I ask a question? Because you already mentioned the kids shouting. We've heard that already.
No, you haven't told us
what they've done.
Fuck me, you're the worst. You're like, oh, we've done that. Can we move on now? No, you're trying to cut me off, you're trying to truncate my story. Why is it
when you're talking, right, when Johnny interrupts, he'll just say something quick, you don't say anything.
No, it's fine to interrupt, you're saying I'm at the end of my story, you're saying I'm done with that now.
No, I'm not
you're saying
that.
I'm done with that now, I'm
no,
not done with that.
No, you haven't heard what I was going to say, so that's what I'm fucking saying.
I'm not interested.
How can we be done with it if you haven't heard? You talked about the kids shouting and ruining the film.
No, he hadn't gone on about it.
No, I've been sat here. I've been fucking sat here, mate. I've been listening to you.
At that point, you should have let
You were shouting about kids right at the beginning, saying...
He was just telling the story.
I know you are, and I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, what is it?
You were shouting... No, I'm going to stop talking a minute, Ross, because I am fucking wound up as well now.
Yeah.
You were talking about the kids shouting and watching the film and, like, kicking off and shouting, yeah? And you were going, I was watching the film. If they don't fucking know what Oppenheimer's about, or they don't fucking know what it is, they shouldn't come here.
Yeah.
They were shouting and ruin it. Fucking ruin it. And then you moved on to the seats and all that stuff, yeah? And then
no,
you
no,
pay
no, sorry, okay,
another
yeah.
stuff. Wait, let me finish. Let me fucking finish.
No.
And then you just suddenly come back to the kids again, right?
Yeah.
And you were just about to describe what
that's
they
what
were doing.
Yeah? You could talk about
but then I was going to quickly ask you something about the kids.
Go on then.
But as soon as I fucking asked you it, you're like, no, shut the fuck up. You can't say nothing. But he,
no.
He talked about three times when you were talking.
Shut the fuck up.
Saying
no, you can
things.
Ask me about the kids, but don't tell me when I'm done for talking about something.
I wasn't going to.
You said you talked about that. You talked about that.
No, because I wanted to ask you.
It's exactly how you said it, wasn't it? You talked about that.
Oh, sorry. I apologise.
You done that, and as I haven't.
I'll tell you why then. I'll tell you why I said it like that,
and I'll leave.
I'll tell you why I said it like that. I'll tell you why I said
it
like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I agree with you, and I'll tell you why I said it like that because. That's. I wanted to ask you a question when you first talked about the kids, but I didn't want to interrupt you because I knew you'd go fucking mental because you're already going mental at me, yeah? So when you got to the kids on the second time,
you saved it for them.
I was like, fuck, I might be able to slip this question now and ask him about the kids because he's brought it up again, yeah? Because you already mentioned these kids were kicking off, right? And when you asked it, you brought it up the second time, I was like, right, great, I can mention it now. And I didn't mean, oh, you've already talked about the kids, stop talking about that. I just meant, no, shit, you've already talked about the kids. I want to ask you something about them. So, yeah, I can see what you're saying, how it would have come across.
Yeah.
So the question I wanted to ask you was, do you think they should have read the book, the by...
Oh, wow. Fucking hell.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Then they would have been like, oh, I can't wait to fucking see this movie. I can't wait to see this movie. Then they'd have known all about it. They'd be like, well, I'm really intrigued to see how Nolan deals with this. Are they going to include his young childhood years? Or are they going to go... or are they going to go... or are they going to go on to straight into his, like, his education or what? They would have been enthralled if they'd read that book first, yeah, but I doubt they can read. Judging by the level of intelligence that with these kids, it's very unlikely they can read, and I don't think they'd be interested in reading that book. Unfortunately, they clearly had no interest in Oppenheimer. I'm judging this by coming out, one of the girls was like, it's so fucking boring. I was like, well, yeah, it's gonna be if you're not got any interest in things.
You spoke to him,
hey?
No.
You spoke to them then?
No, I listened to them. They're loud. They're loud.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying,
they're
yes,
loud,
it's going to be. You've got no
cunts.
Interest. You were saying that to that girl who walked out.
No, she said what? No, I was just
saying,
this is
boring.
I'm saying this in my head, Barry. And
right,
also,
sorry.
So to begin with, when I said, like, oh, the kids, I gave a quick overview. I got excited telling my story because I realised, oh, there's lots of things to talk about. So I thought, oh, I'll go back to that and readdress it and tell it from the beginning. So yeah, I mentioned the kids, but I wasn't done talking about the kids. I can go back and talk about the kids if I want. It's a storytelling. You mean you could do? I could talk anywhere I want.
I know you can.
If
I'm
I want to begin
you.
At the end and then come back to the beginning, I'll do that.
Well, like Breaking Bad.
I'll keep talking until I've got my fucking point across.
Can I just ask? What would you say? And this could be for the poster. Would you say the film Oppenheimer was a roller coaster of emotions, just like this podcast?
Not as much as this.
How many stars would you give it?
Oh, full five. Yeah,
a fucking ninja
five
star
out
in your
five
head.
Before you say something retarded.
Anyway, let's get back in the scene.
Right.
You were sat in the...
Have we finished about the Oppenheimer
no,
cinema
no,
thing
no.
now?
Touching my dad's book.
You sat in the cinema and you've noticed these kids. You've noticed these...
Stop touching my dad's book. He said he wants it back.
No, just to get to the point... Let's just get back to where we were. You've gone to the cinema on your own because you enjoyed the Oppenheimer book.
No, I haven't read the book. See, I'm now reading the book. I've seen the Manhattan, the series Manhattan on Prime or whatever, which talks about the Manhattan Project, about Los Alamos, so them working on the atomic bomb. Robert Oppenheimer only features it sort of like a little cameo at the end. He's a famous figure.
Indeed.
To those in the know, so my dad knows all about him, but I didn't really know much about him. I knew about the bomb and everything, so this is all new to me. He comes in as like this mysterious figure at the end, and he's got loads of gravitas, and he's meant to be the guy, and I'm like, oh, right. And so when I mentioned him to my dad was like, oh, yeah, and he started going on about him. I was like, okay. And then obviously the Nolan film was coming up. I was like, right, that piqued my interest. So I was like, super intrigued to find out. Because the thing that I watched before got into the nitty-gritty of the science sort of thing. And it covered all the lesser-known people, not Oppenheimer and Niels Bohr and people like that. So it's kind of, that was thought-provoking. I was going to say interesting. Oh, no.
Intriguing.
Intriguing, yeah. But I wanted to know. So I was keen to find out more about Oppenheimer.
You'd have been a connection with your dad, something you're really interested in. You even, to the degree, you went to the cinema on your own so you could concentrate, but then you just couldn't stop looking at kids.
No, I couldn't.
Did you take any photos of them?
I couldn't stop listening to them. No. So I'm trying to explain where I was. So I was sat at the side, I'm sat at the right, and then the kids are like sat centre.
but like in front of me. So like a couple of rows in front, but in the centre. So they're nowhere fucking near me, but they're making loads of they're making noise during the trailers, and I'm like, well, that's okay. I'd rather they weren't making noise during the trailers as well, but as long as they shut up during the film.
We're
film
all
starts.
Young once.
When you
film
say
starts,
noises, do you mean just talking?
Yeah, it's like, when they're clearly meant to be shutting the fuck up when there's people talking on the screen. Like a bit like you do. I mean, you do it the next door. Like you decide to go like, make a joke and just talk over the dialogue of the person talking. So wait till the quiet bit to do your fucking little gags.
I get you. I honestly can't believe you didn't go up and speak to them though, and have a word with them.
No, it was that close. But then again, it's not my lookout. It's the people sat behind them. I would have had to get up, clamber in front of the people, stand in front of some people, sit on their laps, and then tell these people off. When it's their duty, the people who are sat directly behind the cunts, to tell the cunts to shut up.
Could you not, excuse me, guys, could you tell those guys to be quiet, please?
Well, that's retarded. You know what I mean? But no, I'm obviously not going to do that. I mean, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. That's, yeah. Or, if I'm going to do that, I may as well just have a pop.
Why didn't you walk out and go and say, I want another ticket to see this film again,
if it
and
didn't
I want
get
you to
bad,
send someone in there to shut these kids up.
That's what I would have done. I would have got security. I would have gone,
so
shut
it wasn't
the film
that
down.
Bad then?
I would have shut the, I would have said, shut the film down. Yeah, when the fucking film started going, because of the loud, the fucking THX,
the bomb,
and the bomb going off and everything, I was like, try and talk over that, you cunts. Because that's really loud.
Do they have security at the cinema then?
Yeah, they do. So
do they?
If it come to it, I'd just gone like, look, rather than potentially getting stabbed by these utes, I'd just gone out and gone, excuse me, I want my money back, unless you get rid of these kids. I'll cause a scene, call the police.
Bleeding to death.
It would be cheaper to give you your money back, wouldn't it?
That's what I said, I want my money back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question about the explosion? When the bomb goes off, is there a bit where it goes like, wee, and just goes silent for a bit?
Yeah.
And then,
well, yeah, because you don't hear
like Strictly Come Dancing when the deaf girl was dancing.
Yeah, exactly like that.
But it's weird, isn't it? Because you can't actually hear anything in space.
I think we're done on that now, aren't we?
Not in space.
Let him finish.
Anyway, I really enjoyed the film.
You've given your stars.
I urge everyone to go and see it, and I'm really enjoying I've only read the beginning of the book, but it's very interesting reading all about his childhood, because that's in the film, it sort of skips his childhood. It's a 3-hour-long film. It can't do everything, obviously. It sort of leaps to the 20s when he's studying in Germany, when he goes over to do theoretical physics. So it's quite interesting finding out all about his parents and
does it cover when he
everything.
Turns really big and blue with his penis out?
Yeah.
And then he goes to live on Mars.
Yeah, it's got all that in it. Yeah, he's referring to Dr. Manhattan,
yeah,
of course.
I know exactly what he's referring to.
The Watchmen. I mean, other people may not. They don't understand Johnny's sense of humour. You know what I mean? People listening, they'll be like, what the fuck's he talking about?
Yeah, why is he talking about
it? He does it every week.
Weirdo.
I'm not listening anymore just because of that joke.
So the kids, they were all right in the end, but it bothered me when I walked out and that this girl was complaining, going, it's so boring. I was like, well, just do your research. Find out whether you want
to
see.
That's what you said to her, innit?
Hey?
That's what you said
to her. No, this is what I said in my head. I wish I did. You know, I wish I was that guy. It'd been a bit weird, though, but me by myself going, weird old guy going, you should do your research. If you don't like the film, like, you should do research about a film like me. Read loads of reviews, but no spoilers, mind, before you go into the movie. The thing is, right, it's not about age, it's about whether you're into movies or not. I went to movies by myself when I was their age. If you're only a true movie fan, if you go to cinema by yourself, that's why I see it. If you're just like, let's go to cinema, I need a friend, then you don't really like movies.
It's like hearing people leaving a film and going, that film was all about Elton John. I don't even like Elton John.
You're like, oh dear. Well, you know,
when
it was cool,
did you
right?
say the last time you went to a movie on your own was again? How long ago?
It was Inception.
How long ago was that one?
2010.
He's a big fan of the Nolans.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, Greg, if you don't like going to movies on yourself, don't go. If you're not a fan of movies by yourself, don't go.
But
I'll tell you what we'll do then. Let's do our just around this Oppenheimer, relaxing Oppenheimer chat up. Let's do our Oppenheimer bit where you read.
I want you to leave it
Johnny's
all in.
Going to interrupt me, see? Johnny's interrupting me.
No, we're all
there you go.
With
it. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to point out when you do it as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sticking to the subject.
Do you hear this? Well, I'm sticking to the subject. You're moving on. How does he know I haven't finished yet?
But he's
still going to do that and try and knock me down again.
Johnny,
you're just as guilty, mate.
You're already knocked down.
So have you got something to say, Johnny? I think you've had a couple of beers as well, Johnny.
Why are you trying to drag me down with you, mate?
I'm so regret. But I don't think we were ever this bad. But, I mean, arguing-wise. No. It's all entertaining. I don't think there's anyone who won't listen to it.
Let me just ask you a quick question. let me say what I was going to say before Johnny rudely interrupted me.
Yeah.
I think we should do what we talked about. If you grab the Oppenheimer book, I won't touch it with my dirty burger hands. You read a little paragraph
from
it.
I'm sure your hands are fine. You can.
And then I'll improvise the scene.
There's two things I know for certain. His hands aren't clean. He rubs his dog's cock.
I've been rubbing my feet
and
my nose.
And he's been rubbing his feet and his nose.
So you pick up the book.
Two, it's dark in here. And... 2A or 2B, he can't fucking read.
Yeah, well, look, no, we'll leave. Look, there was a couple of bits that I've already read that I was like, oh, that's a good little segment just to
pick, just cut
to
it in now.
The people's interest.
I think if you don't do it now, we'll never do it. So I think you should just.
No,
try
the thing is, right, I want people to be genuinely interested in this, and I don't want to ruin.
I can already see. I can already see grubby fingerprints on the cover.
Oh, God.
So we're going to wrap it up then for this week.
Yeah, no, that's enough Oppenheimer. Maybe I'll read an excerpt from the book next when I've read a bit more.
And I want to say, that's enough podcast as well. We've been great this week. We hope you've enjoyed
it. Upset
with us. No. So anyway, we'll leave that Oppenheimer bit to the 12th of never. That's probably never going to happen.
What and also, oh, what, the
reading the book
a bit
and
out,
doing
yeah.
the improv. So
just
anyway.
Read it yourself. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning book. It's very engaging. It's very well written. If you've got any interest in Oppenheimer, if you've seen the movie, then it's a must.
Thank you for listening to the Aylesbury versus the World. We've hoped we've been. Oh, I was going to tell you how to become enlightened. I'll do that next week. Thank you for listening to Aylesbury versus the World. We hope you've enjoyed it, and you can see we all get along famously. I've been Ben.
Au revoir. I've been Gregoire.
Don't think of this as a passing of the torch. Think of this as a torching of the past. I've been Johnny.
Toodaloo.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.